You're listening to the UBC Medicine Learning Network.
Are you wondering how to stay motivated this week in primary care? Yeah, me too. And I have an idea. So hear me out.
This is Primary Care in a Pandemic. Hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm a medical anthropologist working at the University of British Columbia's Department of Family Practice.
And I'm Morgan, a family doctor working in the inner city, and I'm faculty in the Department of Family Practice. We're both part of the Primary Care Innovation Support Unit, or the ISU.
Hi, folks. It's Monday morning. It's a little bit of a different episode. It's a bit of a bonus episode. It's just me, and I'm preparing for this morning to see patients. And a lot of things have happened over this last week. We've had the highest numbers of cases in BC for COVID-19. We've also had high numbers of variants of concern and lots of concern about those variants and how we're tracking them. We had the movement to phase three of our immunization plan, which is really exciting. And still, primary care is not directly involved as much as perhaps many of us would like. There was also a presentation by Bonnie Henry, where she talked about being whelmed and how healthcare providers were whelmed.
And yes, it is whelming. I would say they are not overwhelmed, but they are definitely whelmed and tired and concerned.
And I have to say, I think it's a bit of a flux for me. I'm whelmed, and then I have my moments of being overwhelmed for sure. And so today I'm thinking about how I can feel a little less overwhelmed. And my challenge for myself this week is to figure out how I can help bend that curve a little bit without breaking myself. And so here's my idea. I'm going to take a harm reduction approach. I'm not going to focus on vaccine hesitancy per se, although I'm sure that's going to come up with patients along the way. What I'm going to focus on instead is the positive things that people are doing around the public health orders. So what are you doing in terms of wearing a mask, safely socially isolating, still getting some safe connection, and congratulate people on what they're doing well. If they've got some really encouraging ideas that might be able to be spread, I'm going to encourage that and ask them if it's okay if I share their ideas anonymously. And I'm going to encourage them to do more of what they're doing. So rather than having an intense vaccine hesitancy conversation, I'm going to focus more on the things that people can do today and this week to reduce the risk of catching COVID-19. And it's something that I've been doing all along, but I think it's something I'm going to try to focus on this week in particular so that I don't go from whelmed to overwhelmed. And that's it. That's this whole episode. I just wanted to bring that thought forward and share it. And I invite you to think about it as you see patients. If you're feeling whelmed or on the verge of overwhelmed or a little bit of both, just think about that harm reduction approach. Take that positive stance. Find out what people are doing well and encourage them to do it just a little bit more. Take care and stay safe out there. We'll talk in the next episode.
This has been a presentation of the UBC Medicine Learning Network.